Land.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud.
And this is Karen Matinen, and welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge.
The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry. And it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
SGA, Executive Tracker Pro, is an online service providing contact information on thousands of executives at each of the top public and private companies. And hear this, people. It is 100%, yes, 100% telephone verified, constantly updated, highly accurate, and comprehensive. With SGA Executive Tracker Pro, you have at your fingertips the contact information of C-level executives and all of those essential director and management level personnel that you just can't seem to find anywhere else. Listen up, people. SGA Executive Tracker Pro can dramatically shorten the amount of time it takes you to find the best leads. Hey, pick up the phone right now and give them a call. Tell them Jim Stroud said, I could have a free 15-minute online demonstration of your product, and I want to see it right now. The number you need to make that happen is 518-843-4611. That's 518-843-4611. And, of course, you can also find them online at www.sgaexecutivetracker.com.
Boys and girls, children of all ages, this is your host with the most, Jim Stroud, here in the Recruiter's Lounge, and sitting beside me, as lovely as she will ever get, Karen Matinen. How are you, Karen?
I cannot tire of that. I swear, I cannot tire of that. Bring it on, Jim.
Well, there you go. You're the loveliest co-host I think I've ever had. I'm not just saying that because it's the only podcast I have. That's just a fact. And with us, hanging out with us in the lounge, is Sean Biseglia of Talent Drive. How are you, Sean?
Good. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing good. We're just sort of hanging out. And actually, Karen and I were having this debate, you know, just prior to us getting together about online sourcing and what works and what doesn't work. And I was proving that she was wrong, as always, and she was trying to prove that I was wrong, as always. And I said, you know what, there's an online sourcing survey that's been recently published, and that's why we wanted you on the show, so you can tell us a little bit about the online sourcing survey that you guys over at Talent Drive put together, and give us some of those interesting insights so Karen and I can argue back and forth and bicker, as we always do, outside of this call. But if you could, give us a few highlights on that.
Absolutely. Do you want me to tell you a little bit about it? And
yeah, please do.
Done?
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. So, yeah, maybe 30 days ago, we just completed a survey that we had because we were trying to figure out our own issues within our business model at Talent Drive, and we have a product called Talent Filter, which does online sourcing by connecting to, you know, thousands of different resume databases. So we surveyed about 1,000 Fortune 1000 companies in the U.S. To kind of get their insight into, you know, their views on sourcing, and the results were pretty interesting. I mean, it was everything from their views on whether or not they're going to break up recruiting, you know, full lifecycle recruiting, to just sourcing, to, you know, where they're spending their time, to you know, trends that are happening. Kind of their pain points in, you know, job boards and so forth. So not sure who would like me to begin, but, you know, I can kind of take you through some of the results, or if you just want to ask questions about, you know, what we found.
Actually, one other thing I would like to ask is when you have on here, it was about sourcing versus recruiting, okay? And you went to companies who say, are you interested in separating recruiting versus sourcing? And it said 83% said no. Which is quite interesting, and it's a kind of a dichotomy because most people in this industry have been focusing on pushing the sourcing realm of it And yet what I'm seeing today is that more and more companies are actually kind of saying, no, we're going to teach the sourcing department and the recruiting department to become sourcing. What did you guys get from that?
Well, you know, first of all, we got a big surprise because we've been seeing a lot of trends with our clients and people we talk to every day in large corporations that there was a lot of interest in, you know, separating out sourcing to free up recruiters' time because, you know, sourcing takes a lot of time to do. I guess after looking at this data, I mean, you were right on, I mean, Karen, that, you know, 83% said no, you know, we don't want to. Now, we think three things happen here in this result. Well, number one, you know, there's probably recruiters answering the question, and, you know, they're not sure about their job safety, you know, to be quite honest. So, if I separate sourcing, I might be out of a job. So I don't like that idea at all. And then, you know, two is that, you know, talking to other folks is that there seems to be a trend. I mean, a cycle, I guess, a number of years ago, you know, separating sourcing and recruiting was thought about, and there was a trend going that way, and then the trend starting again, but everybody knows it kind of cycles through and it goes back to full life cycle recruiting. And then a third thing we heard after we dug into this is that, you know, we may separate sourcing as an individual department, but at the end of the day, you know, who's going to have client or contact with the hiring manager? Is it the sourcer or is it the recruiter? So,
and the candidate. And the candidate. I mean, a lot of the time sourcers don't even speak to the candidates either. It's just the recruiter, like myself, who speaks to the candidate as well as to the client. And just the candidate development.
Right. I mean, absolutely, that causes confusion because the hiring manager wants to go, instead of going to the recruiter, they're going to go right to the sourcer and say, you know, love the resumes you got here, but I need more just like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, did you talk to this guy? Is he available? And so what's going to happen is that, you know, I think a lot of people fear that, in theory, separating sourcing out from recruiting is really good on paper, but in practice, within corporations, it's very hard. So, you know, that's even better for us here at Talent, you know, with Talent Filter, because, you know, if recruiters use Talent Filter, they can save a lot of time and maybe not have to do as much sourcing if this trend doesn't happen.
Let me ask you this, Sean. Are you seeing a higher quality talent because of the higher unemployment rate right now? Just curious.
Well, you know, Jim, you know, that's a great question. That's one of the things that we saw in our survey. Now, again, that was a month ago before we lost 159,000 jobs, you know, this month. So, you know, the data is a bit old, but, you know, what we saw, you know, with the response is that we thought it would be a really, really big response, but 65% of them said no. You know, we're not seeing higher unemployment. You know, with higher unemployment rates, we're not seeing better qualified or better quality talent, and 35% said yes. Now, you know, what that might mean, though, if you think about it, and is that, you know, we all know there's a white-collar or professional workforce shortage coming up starting in 2011. And quite honestly, you know, unless unemployment gets over 10%, you know, we're still going to have that problem. There's just not enough professional, educated, white-collar workers to fill the vacuum of all the jobs needed. And, you know, this just might be a beginning of what everybody is talking about that's going to happen in a couple years with a shortage in workforce.
Well, there's a catch 22 with what again, back to your survey, because one of the things that you asked is they asked, do you know how many qualified candidates are sitting in your ATS? And quite surprising, the response was higher when they said, no, they don't. So is it possible that they do have the candidates, they just not know, they're not aware of it?
Yeah, we were floored by this response. I mean, there's a couple things here that we were really shocked by. I mean, one is that, you know, do you know how many qualified candidates are sitting in your ATS? And 64%, like you said, well, I don't. I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, and I think that the reason for that is, you know, not, you know, quite honestly, I mean, ATSs are great, and there's, you know, three or four that have a majority of the market share out there, but they don't have really good search technology sitting on top of them. So one of the things we do at Talent Filter is that we hook right into the ATSs, about 11 or 12 of them, where we're able to search their databases and use our advanced matching technology and our advanced predictive indexing of finding the great resume that matches a job description. And I think here is that the ATS does a lot for them, but it's not pulling out matches, and they really don't know if they're qualified or not. And I was really surprised by that. And yes, it's great for us because it just says, hey, you know, we can use Talent Filter to help us sort through that. But at the same time, you know, maybe they're not minding that, as you've pointed out.
I think that's a good point, Sean, because I'm thinking of the ATS system and I'm thinking of the different job boards that a recruiter may have access to. I mean, that's a lot just to manage all of that by itself.
Yeah, I mean, you know, think about it. That's a great point. That's why we kind of got into the business. You know, and there's competitors out there, but, you know, of course, we do things a little different. But, you know, the premise of our business is that right now a recruiter is typically using between 15 and 25 different technologies on a daily basis. So, you know, whether or not it's starting up their Outlook, whether or not they're going to their ATS, whether or not it's going to 15 different job boards, entering 15 different search strings, whether or not it's going to user groups, whether or not it's going to LinkedIn, whether or not it's doing its own internal, you know, mining of its ATS. And it's just a, you know, proliferation of all these different technologies they have that, you know, that's just great at their fingertips. But what it does, it causes a big, you know, it just kind of, you know, clogs the wheels of effective, you know, mining and effective recruiting of trying to find talent. And, you know, we do see that as a, you know, a big issue that needs to get streamlined and addressed in the future.
I agree with this. I mean, okay, I'm a person who, for example, I depend on my ATS, which is simple, it's Outlook, okay? And that's how I find my information. And that question came up when you said, they asked, you know, do you know how many people do you have in your database that are qualified? I'm even scratching my head and going, okay, I don't. I really, really don't. But I'm going to ask you questions. Like, I don't use job boards. I'm not one who really gets into it. So how does your product help a person like myself?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I mean, again, you know, we sweep or we go out to over, you know, 11,000 job boards a day. And, you know, we add every day. And they're both free and paid. So, you know, I asked a question back to you. I mean, you know, do you use Google? You know, do you use Yahoo? You know, do you use those to search?
I do, but I don't like doing Boolean very well. I mean, it's kind of like not as great as, say, for example, Jim Straw would be in doing so.
I get around.
Well, you know, yeah, well, you know, hey, a lot of people make a lot of money teaching people how to do Boolean search, right? I mean, there are conference rooms and hotel rooms and conference centers filled up with people teaching them how to use Boolean search. And you know, that's the great thing about Talent Filter. There's no Boolean search required. You use a job description. You can use, you know, key phrases. You can use, you know, a search string. Yep. So you don't – we got away from Boolean search because all the different syntaxes and all the different things that you have to remember. Now, I can hang up a nice little pretty certificate in your office and saying that you're a certified Boolean search expert.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that's not how the world is going between the social networking and between, you know, technologies like ourselves to all the types of different technologies that are on blogs. I mean, they're not necessarily driven by, you know, Boolean search and syntaxes. So just as you use, you know, Google and MSN and Yahoo to search for great talent, you know, we're connecting to all those. I mean, with our product, over 10,000 are already baked in their user groups and alumni sites that don't require any registration, that don't really require, you know, much at all except clicking off which ones you want. And above all, it doesn't require Boolean search, as our competitors require kind of heavy lifting and you get a pretty good certificate on your wall that you've completed this course. But the reality is, you know, we don't think that's the way of the future.
Okay, now, are you guys also OCCP compliant? I mean,
yeah,
I
we are
OCCP
compliant. Excuse me?
I said I have to worry about that. Even though I am not a staffing firm, my client has asked me to sign off on that, so I have to be concerned about being OCCP compliant. And is your product OCCP compliant?
Yeah, our product, I mean, we were, you know, because we work with so big global companies in the beta of this, is that was one of the biggest issues, is that we had a solve for them, is if they did get audited, you know, are we OCC compliant? And we absolutely are. We have all kinds of reports, disposition reports. We have the OCC compliant module. It's not something you have to buy extra. it just comes with the software, comes with this on-demand, you know, subscription that you pay. So that's number one. Number two, you know, Karen, a lot of our clients use this in a very different way. What they do is they go out and they find, we go out and find these resumes, they come back, they set a ranking. So anything over, let's say, 750 or 700 of our ranking of our match, the system automatically emails those resumes to say, hey, there's a position that you might be interested in. Here's a link. Go check it out. So they don't really become a candidate until they get to that ATS's or career site. You know,
okay.
So they're really not considered candidates if they're using the tool that way as well. So there's different people use it different ways. If you're using it more as a recruitment marketing tool, which is, you know, a lot of clients use us that way, or you're using it as a full-fledged, you know, mining of different databases, then you have to be OCC compliant.
Okay, gotcha.
I hope that was clear.
Go ahead. Jim, you had one there.
Yeah, I have a question, Sean. I know some people are listening and they're impressed by some of the things they're hearing, but I know there's always that mentality of if you have one, if you've seen one, you've seen them all. What would you say are some chief differences between you and some of your competitors, and what does it mean when you say it's on demand?
Well, first of all, Jim, thanks for letting me say that, but that's great. Yes, on demand is that we're web-based. No matter where you are as a recruiter or as a sourcer or as a you know recruiter within a staffing firm, you can access it anywhere in the world. You could be in Hawaii. You could be in Chicago. You could be in Atlanta. It doesn't matter where you are. So you're not locked on and have to be next to your PC to get your data and to get your results. So that's the first thing. And it's on demand because it's a subscription. We charge monthly. We charge quarterly. We charge yearly. However the client would like it, you know, we start around $6,000 per year. And, you know, if you do the math, it's less than $18 a day. So, I mean, for less than $18 a day, they have a lot of access to a lot of different talent and resumes out there that are filtered and matched. And that's one of the biggest differences between us. You know, you see one, you see them all, and we battle that every day. But the key differences are, first, our user experience. You know, I'm not a technologist, so it wasn't built by a technology guy. Or woman. It was built by a marketing person that went to the market and say, you know, out of all these competitors, you know, what can we do better? And the number one thing we got back was user experience. Just make it really easy for us to use. Make it trainingless. Make sure that I don't have to sit through 15 hours of training to use your technology. Okay, gotcha. Second thing is, you know, nobody is really doing advanced matching. And because our partner with Burning Glass, which is embedded into our solution, we have very, very advanced matching of the resumes that come back. Now, you may not get as many. You might get a big sucking sound of thousands and thousands. And, you know, you go to these things and somebody does a Google search and you see, you know, 218,000, you know, resumes returned. I mean, who wants that? Nobody wants that. That kind of defeats it. We bring back resumes that are very well matched to the job description or to whatever you put in there. And it is not a Boolean search, so you don't have to know all the syntaxes. So I'd say I could go on and on, but for the sake of your listening audience, I would say those are the probably two or three major differences of, you know, not being a parity product of saying, you know, you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Sure. Now, I know you also have a series of training classes going on your product. How can people just give the address to your site so people can just go to your site, check it out, and perhaps sign up for some of your online classes?
Yeah, we do online webcasts every day, and there are different times, you know, lunchtime, morning time, afternoon. So there's one a day that's run by Tom here, and you just go to www.talentdrive, like driving a car, talentdrive.com. And right there on the homepage, you can find the webcast schedule. If not, you can hit Talent Filter. There's a little icon called Talent Filter, which is a SaaS product. And you'll go there on the landing page, and you'll see the webcast as well.
Well,
so we have about 20 to 35 a week that we do. People see the webcast. So we hope to keep that up.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, one thing I can definitely say, for if you're a recruiter listening or a sourcer and you are tired of managing multiple job boards across the web, you definitely want to check out some of the great things happening here at talentdrive.com. Sean, I do appreciate your time here in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Jim, and thank you, Karen. I really appreciate it. And I know you have a great listening audience and very active, engaged. So hopefully they enjoyed a little bit of the survey results. And actually, you know, let me tell you, Jim, if they want the surveys, the results of this, if they don't have them, they can also visit the same address and ask customer support to get a copy of them.
Actually, Jim, can't we now add it also to the podcast as well, or with an attachment there?
Sure, it sounds okay with that. We could do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Definitely, because I mean, this survey is really quite interesting, and I think it's definitely worth the read. I'm really impressed with it.
Well, until
thank you.
Cool. Well, until next time, we'll see you guys again in the next episode of the Recruiter's Lounge.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.
Radio, Radio, Radio Talent Zoo.
Innovative audio on demand.